Here's why you will not find your dream clients on Fiverr or Upwork. This is what you got to do to book out instead. Hey everyone, I'm Emily Reagan, and you've discovered Unicorns Unite. This is a podcast for freelancers, service providers, virtual assistants, and curious listeners who would like to experience the freedom and flexibility of working virtually. We're the magic makers, movers and shakers, and the real people doing the work behind the scenes of online businesses. Welcome to Unicorns Unite. Hey, 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 welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Emily Reagan. If you just discovered me, welcome, welcome. I'm glad you found this show. I'm all about helping go-getters, especially stay-at-home moms like myself. Bonus points if you're a military spouse and you're looking for work to do while your kids are in school. You want to use your brain and you want to do something that brings you joy and pays well that you can actually shut off when the kids get home from school. Welcome to the freelance world, my friends. I love it over here. This work has changed my life. I got so lucky that I started back in 2009 accidentally with my first freelance client who was a friend of a friend, and it opened up so many doors that I didn't know was possible. I've been very lucky. I have a six-figure business with my freelance work, and it came to me very naturally, but it also took a lot of time. I've made a lot of mistakes. I didn't quite have the vision that you get now by listening to this podcast. I didn't have any of these resources back then. It was very much a new world. Even the term VA was very unclear what that was and who really was doing the work. So now I work as a digital marketing, I like to say implementer, but I also help with strategy and consult, but I like to do the work, and there's just not enough people to do the work. I have never had problems booking out or having enough clients, and I'll tell you why. And if you've listened to this podcast at all, this is not new to you. I have a skill set that is rare, that is in demand, that people, clients, business owners are willing to pay for. That's your number one key to getting booked out. And once you prove your work, your worth, your reputation, that you get things done, that you get results, you start getting referred. It's this beautiful thing where clients talk about you, you get referrals. I never had to have a website. I never had to have a lot of the tools that we use to market right now. I did none of that. My reputation alone and my skill set preceded me and got me the work. There's this whole underground network of business owners who talk to each other in these Facebook groups and refer their people or ask their people who to hire. And that's how I've grown this business. I got too many clients and I started to teach my friends how to do the work and then hook them up with jobs. And I get this question all of the time. Emily, where do I find clients? How do I start? And it's so easy to feel this mad scramble, like there's not enough client work and start to feel desperate about it. But I will tell you this, a bad client is worse than no clients. Getting in bed with a bad client early on when you're fresh and new, it can destroy you. It can really pull down your confidence and make you fill yourself with doubt whether you're good or not. So I encourage you not to start working with the desperate bad clients. There's a time and place for clients who are on different trajectories in different parts of their business. What I teach inside my Unicorn Digital Marketing Assistant School is these phases of clients and knowing who you're with, where they're trying to go, and what they need to do to get to the next phase is key. It's also key in how you handle the client, the boundaries, and how you more or less compartmentalize the work. There are baby business owners who just started and they're in that startup phase and they need a lot. And you have to realize that and manage that client accordingly. Baby business owners who are new are amazing for getting experience, but you don't want to get with a shitty one. You really don't. You don't want to get with one who micromanages, who doesn't value you, who pays you little, who has this expense mindset, who doesn't believe that you and your investment and your time in their business is not going to have any kind of payback. Those are the type of clients, red flag clients, who will be detrimental to your mental health in the long term. And they'll make you second guess everything. And there are plenty of good clients out there. There's so much work right now. You do not have to just work with anybody. You don't. When one door closes, there's a million doors open. And if you have the right skill set, which I teach in the Unicorn Digital Marketing Assistant School, if you have these coveted marketing skills, the ability to pull it together to help your clients move forward with the implementation, understanding strategy, you will be golden, hands down. What I see a lot of is people starting this business feeling like they have to start out super niched, and we'll talk more about that in the coming weeks, that they have to go all in with one service, and that's absolutely not true right now. There's a time and a place for specialists. There's also this plethora. I've been wanting to say that for a while on the podcast. There's so much work right now that you don't have to stress about it. You really don't. You just need to start doing the work, getting the clarity, and figuring out what you're good at, what you love, what kind of clients work best. Okay, so a lot of people wonder, where do I find clients? And yeah, you can find them on Fiverr and Upwork. And that's what we're going to talk about today. But this is why this is not the place for your dream clients. If you're listening to this podcast, you're not looking for a turn and burn situation where it's one client after another and you're constantly having to hunt, market yourself, and sell yourself. When you have an in-demand skill set and you build a reputation for yourself, you totally leave Fiverr and Upwork in the dust. You don't need that once you get to a respectable level. So let's talk about what's really happening over on Fiverr and Upwork. You're getting the clients over there who are looking and being encouraged by these platforms to find the lowest price possible for this work. You'll see a lot of designers over there, web designers, graphic designers. You'll see a lot of specialists and video editors. And those are not people who are getting on a team full time. You can get retainer work. I guess I don't want to lie about that. You can find a good client over there. You can find reoccurring retainer work, but you're just constantly having to market yourself over there. And Fiverr and Upwork really is playing into this gig economy of one and done and move on. The turn and burn, hence from Top Gun. Your dream clients aren't over there because you're looking for the clients who value you, who want to invest in you, who want to reward you and make you part of the team. You can do any type of job you want. As a freelancer, you could go back to any type of 9-to-5 you want and make money. But you're really looking for that ultimate sweet spot for you that combines job satisfaction, the kind of work you're doing, the kind of people you're working with. You're looking for that dream gig. And the Fiverr gigs are not the dream gigs. They can pay the bills and they can get you going, but it's not the reoccurring retention work. Now, there's a couple other problems with Fiverr and Upwork, and it really dehumanizes people. It pits them against each other with their pricing. And here's what's happening right now. If you're stateside, if you're US here, you are competing against people overseas who have a different cost of living and they can charge cheaper because of how their money relates to the US dollar. You can't compete with that. You can't have a commodity skill set and be from the US and make good money from Fiverr. That's just not the place to be. And you want to take yourself out of that hiring pool. You want to put yourself on the next tier where you're a retainer, where you are finding the quality clients, where you're getting consistent work and you're part of a team. Embracing all of these skills that you have, being a project manager, caring about somebody's business, really bringing ideas to the table and helping with strategies and being that right-hand teammate, that wingman, that unicorn, that's what I'm here teaching. That's what I teach in the UDMA school. That's what clients are really looking for ultimately. They don't want to have to keep rehiring. They want people who are going to work up to be maybe full-timers, maybe part-timers on their team. They want dedicated, loyal contractors and employees. Fiverr is not that person. The other problem with Fiverr and Upwork is that it takes a percentage of your fee. And with Upwork, the bigger your project gets, the less of a percentage. So that's nice. So it kind of encourages you to have bigger projects. So if you are doing a project that's less than $500, they're going to take 20% of that. If it's between $500 and $10,000, they're going to take 10%. If it's above $10,000, they're going to take a 5% service fee. Whereas Fiverr, they're going to give you, as the seller, as the service provider, only 80%. So it might give you a quick boost of experience if you can even compete with people in Budapest or India or the Philippines, but it's not going to give you a livable wage unless you're really highly specialized. And that is something where you can charge a lot for, which you're just not going to see. Okay, let's just take a moment here. It's impossible to get referrals without putting yourself out there all the time. It's really difficult to have a community when you're doing the work by yourself. It's also hard to stay up to date when you're just one person, and digital marketing trends, platforms, technology, and strategies change all of the time. And it's no fun having to do lead generation for your business when you'd rather be doing billable hours. So I have a solution for you. Come join my digital marketing workgroup. It's a tight community of freelancers, virtual assistants, digital marketing specialists, who are all up-leveling in their skills, getting advanced trainings, applying for my job ops, and becoming digital marketing specialists and managers and strategists. This is an online referral community for both skilled and up-and-coming digital marketing service pros and virtual assistants. We've shared over 800 jobs with our community. We'd love to have you too. If you need client work, if you need a squad behind you, if you need help raising your prices, promoting yourself to the next level, this is the place to be. You can apply for the workgroup with the link in the show notes. We'd love to have you. Back to the show. Fiverr, Upwork, it doesn't give you the consistent work that's really going to make a difference in your financials. You're more likely to attract the clients who are expense-minded. And there's competition, fierce competition with overseas freelancers who are very talented and they can undercut you because of their currency exchanges. And those type of clients who keep having to turn and burn their freelancers, usually there's a red flag. Usually that means does not play nicely with others. If somebody can't keep freelancers on their team, there's usually something wrong, and that's why they're going to Fiverr. Or they're in a desperate situation and they need something done really fast and really cheap. And what's the problem with that? Have you ever seen the project management triangle? If you go to the show notes right now of the blog, you will see the project management triangle. And there's basically 3 points. 1, low cost. 2, done quickly. 3, done high quality. Clients want all of it. They want it done super fast for the cheapest possible, the best quality. And that just doesn't exist. Usually have to compromise on something. So the clients from Fiverr are usually looking for done quickly, low cost, because they're usually needing it done fast. There's a reason there's somebody else who hasn't stepped up to the job. So that's your warning when it comes to Fiverr. It also gives a lot of control to the clients, the customers who are buying your services. They have more of the control, and that part's hard. Like canceling a job, you actually have to ask for permission. If something's going wrong, you have to ask for permission to cancel the job. I mean, it's ridiculous. You're an independent contractor. You should get to determine that. So thinking about the project management triangle, do you really want the clients who want things done as cheap and quick and low quality? No. You want to be working in that sweet spot where you're getting paid the best. That's over on the other side of the project management triangle, where you get paid the most is when you can do it fast because you're good, you have experience, and you are doing it at high quality. That's where you get paid the most. Fiverr attracts the complete opposite. I never did Fiverr. I never did Upwork, but I have paid to be in the right networks with clients who want things done well, who are willing to pay for it. That's your dream client over there. There's so much work over there. You don't have to settle for the Fiverr clients who are going to see you as a commodity. So what should you do instead of depending on Fiverr and Upwork for your next paycheck? Well, this is why inside the Unicorn Digital Marketing Assistant School, I set you up with the skills that will distinguish yourself and put you in that primo position of being able to charge well and have the skills that are truly needed. We share job leads for those clients who are looking for a teammate. So you can skip that whole turn and burn client just using you for a quick project, and you can find the clients who want you for the long term. They want a dream team. They want a unicorn, and they're going places. This also puts you in a position to work with the clients who are going somewhere for the long term, because one of the worst things I think you can do once you get started is stay with a dud client for a long period of time and miss out on the opportunity to work with clients who are going places, who will bring you with them. So that is the essence of the UDMA school, is getting your foot in the door inside the marketing mailroom, getting to become that indispensable unicorn that I talk about here on this podcast, and growing up from there. There are the clients there that will keep you long term, that will be the retainer clients that will make a big difference in your business. Those clients then refer you to their friends, and it just starts this whole ecosystem of getting results, getting testimonials, and having your name thrown out there when you're not even paying attention, because that's truly like the marketing you want to happen. You don't want to be out there having to dance to reels. You want somebody who's going to be sharing and singing your praises from the rooftops. Fiverr graphic designers, you know, sometimes I see some of those shared, but it's not for repeatable work. That's just not how you're going to get booked out. I have a couple other episodes you should listen to if you love this one. Number 7, one of my early ones, where do I find virtual assistant clients? If you're realizing, yeah, I'm not even going to waste my time giving Fiverr or Upwork my money, go listen to that one. The link is here in the show notes. It's episode number 7 if you want to search your podcast player. There's also a good one I did, episode 111, how to get noticed in Facebook groups as a virtual assistant. This has some really good tips for standing out and finding clients over there. You can still use social. I still encourage you to have LinkedIn, have a website, do the SEO so people can find you. But there are also some tactics to do if you're not quite ready for all of that. You can find tons of clients who have that investment mindset who are going to value you in Facebook groups right now too. I hope you found this so helpful. I want you to be aware we're having an info session coming up about how to get started as a VA if you're brand new and you have questions. It's going to be very low key, high touch. You'll get to ask me questions. We'll have a Q&A. I'll teach you everything you need to know so you do not have to waste your money on a $1,500 set up your VA business course. If you're beyond that, you want to get deeper into this pricing and attracting higher quality clients, I'm bringing back my pricing webinar, so stay tuned. That's going to be coming out in October. If you want to make sure you don't miss it, I do have a waitlist for that too. I'll put that in the show notes. Gosh, I didn't mean to really diss Fiverr and Upwork here, but I need you to think a big picture. That could help pay for Christmas. That could be a project here or there, but you're not going to find the long-term working situations that you really want that are going to give you the most long-term flexibility, help you stop hustling for clients and having to market yourself and feeling like you have to have all of these business assets in place. Really, you find a couple key clients and you're good. You don't need to waste all this time investing and putting time and effort into the perfect onboarding. If you can stop churning clients and just have a couple good ones, like you can forget all of that. Just up level within their businesses. Don't let Fiverr and Upwork take huge percentages of what you're working for. And if you are going to post on there, go ahead and increase your prices. Problem is, you increase your prices, they're going to want somebody cheaper, right? You don't want those clients. Okay, if you love this, if you're like nodding your head, amen, sister, please, please hit 5 stars on your podcast app. Give me a review, screenshot it. Anything to do like that will help my podcast grow so much. This is such a niche topic, finding the go-getters who want to have a freelance business. So anything you do to help share always, always helps me and it means so much to me. So thank you. And if you're not already a member of my Facebook group, please come over there. We're doing weekly Facebook Lives, having discussions, and there are business owners posting their jobs over there too. So I'd love to have you. The link for that is in the show notes. You can also search Emily's Unicorn Digital Marketing Assistant Lab on Facebook and request to join. And there's one more freebie you might like. I have a list of my top 10 most requested services, my digital marketing services. I told you I was in demand. I booked out with these services, with these skills. You can go grab them again in the show notes. It's my top 10 tasks. And next week on the show, it's going to be a good one. We're going to address something that is very much deeply on my mind lately. And I don't think you're going to want to miss it. I'll see you then. If you want to start earning income as a digital marketing service provider or digital marketing assistant, you only need your laptop. You can tap into what online business owners really need help with by downloading my top 10 most requested tasks. These are the services I did for years for my clients behind the scenes. You can take this download and apply it to your own business and start by offering these very same services. If you want to niche down in digital marketing, this is your guide. Just use the link in the show notes or go to emilyreaganpr.com/services. Turned and burn and what do we say in Top Gun? Burn and churn. Let me look that up. Later, Gator.